Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Title 42 went away 2 hours ago. That was a Trump-era rule connected to the nation's COVID emergency that made it easier to refuse asylum to migrants on health grounds. Ahead of its expiration, migrants have been crossing the southern border in larger numbers. Many are now expected to apply for asylum in a system not staffed to deal with the predicted numbers. From El Paso, KDBC-TV's Leanne Golden, minutes after the deadline passed.
Just seeing Border Patrol agents, along with Texas State Troopers, El Paso Police, Texas National Guardsmen kind of guarding the border here. We have seen more officials going across the border here in the past 2 minutes, but in terms of anyone coming across, we are not seeing that in this moment.
As we noted, the official federal COVID health emergency is over too. Among other things, that means COVID information will not be filtered and shared through the Centers for Disease Control. It does not mean the end of the COVID threat.
Even though it's the end of an emergency, as an individual, this could still be an emergency for you if you, unfortunately have a high deductible health plan or don't have health insurance at all. And so it's going to be very important that as a nation, from the federal level all the way down to the city level, we find solutions for that problem.
Emergency medicine physician Dr. Oawis Durrani. Daniel Penny, the subway passenger who put a fatal chokehold on a homeless man in a New York City subway car, will be charged with second-degree manslaughter. Legal analyst Lori Levinson at Lawyer.
This will be a challenging case, but the answers to many of these questions may lie in what we don't know yet, which is exactly what Penny told law enforcement authorities about what happened and what others saw at that moment.
There have been claims the homeless man was at least unruly, if not threatening. White House and congressional staff will continue negotiating this weekend on the nation's expiring debt limit bills coming due in a few weeks. The Biden administration wants that limit raised in order to avoid a U.S. government default. House Republicans demand big spending cuts in exchange. Scheduled Friday talks between the president and House and Senate leaders have been postponed till next week. Congressional correspondent Scott McFarland.
These are closers who are elected to office. Congressional leaders, the president, they close the deal. They finish things. The staff does the legwork in the meantime.
Overseas, not quite a ceasefire, but some new rules in chaotic Sudan after a week of talks. The BBC's Paul Adams.
Representatives of the two rival armies promised to protect civilians, including allowing safe passage for anyone wanting to get out of harm's way. A long list of pledges included respecting ambulances, not using civilians as human shields, and allowing the Red Cross to collect the dead.
This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
You like the movie?
At the United States Postal Service, we're reinventing our network to help keep your business moving. With new shipping options to deliver better value, greater flexibility to conveniently reach your customers, more confident shipping with new informed delivery features, and new electric vehicles for a cleaner, brighter future. Fast, reliable, perfectly orchestrated. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Learn more at USPS.com/movingforward.
Maytag Month has got it going on. It's all you want with the savings all month long. Baby, can't you see? Maytag Month is all you need. You know you can't go wrong when Maytag Month is going.
Upgrade to the performance you need on all Maytag major appliances during May is Maytag Month, happening all month long.
Maytag Month is going on.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.HiveOffDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs. Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HiveOffDeal.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know.
Adams County will hold a special Solid Waste Committee meeting on Friday, May 12th, from 2 to 4 at Adams County Solid Waste and Recycling. They will discuss the bid submitted for the Cell 6 construction project and decide what action will be taken. The premiere of the 2023 Celebrate Red Art exhibit is tonight at Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. You can meet the artists this evening from 5:30 to 7:30 and view cranberry-related art plus other interesting subjects inspired by the color red. There's no admission fee to the event tonight at 2651 8th Street South. The Republican Party of Wood County is hosting a membership drive for young folks. It's at Robinson Park in Wisconsin Rapids on May 22nd, starting at 5:30 p.m. The representative from UWSP Young Republicans will be there, as well as Representative Scott Krug. They will have refreshments available. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 57, overnight, under mainly cloudy skies, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 74, cloudy. Lows dip down to about 55 tomorrow night. Cloudy skies expected Saturday, with highs in the low 70s. Chance for scattered showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.HiveOffDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs. Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HiveOffDeal.com.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Lions Clubs and our surrounding area come together to donate annually to a district project. This year, the Wisconsin Rapids Lionesses were selected to choose a local project to receive the group donation. They selected the Wood County Critical Incident Stress Management Team. Clubs from Wisconsin Rapids, Grand Rapids, Nakusa, Port Edwards, Rudolph, and the Wisconsin Rapids Lionesses donated a total of $1,800 for the CISM team. This team supports the first responders within Wood County. They provide much-needed support following stressful responses to critical incidents within our county. Hobby Lobby may soon be opening in Stevens Point. The Stevens Point Journal reports the former Cops building on US 10 will be converted into a Hobby Lobby store. The crafting and art supply store plans to open in January of 2024. There will likely be a second tenant in the other part of the building, but no business has yet been named. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Lows around 57, overnight, under mainly cloudy skies, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 74, cloudy. Lows dip down to about 55 tomorrow night. Cloudy skies expected Saturday, with highs in the low 70s. Chance for scattered showers Sunday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 66.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE.